Cruz.
Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for calling today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
No problem. It's been a while since we chatted.
Oh my gosh, I saw you right before the world shut down.
It wasn't our fault, I swear.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. How have you been?
I've been good, you know, just plugging away like everybody else, I guess.
Yeah.
Quarantine.
Yeah, have you been keeping yourself busy?
I have, yeah. I started up a new project, which I'm really excited about. Kind of feels like the ball's still rolling a little bit, even though we can't be out playing and all, and all those fun shows. So, yeah.
What did you start?
So I started working on a few new tunes with a producer out in Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah, so those will be coming out in the new year. I've just been getting like the kind of revision cuts right now and everything sounding super cool.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to that. Christmas just around the corner and you're releasing Christmas music. Now, tell me, what was the reason for O Holy Night and not another song?
O Holy Night has just always been kind of a go-to song that my family has always loved it when I play it. So it's kind of one of those ones where I recorded it last year and they had just continuously been like, hey, record O Holy Night. And then I was like, I don't know, because I haven't really like jumped into the Christmas end of things before.
Yeah.
But then I started talking to some of my friends in the industry and we got going on it and it came together really well. It was really fun.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this Christmas tune from you. Do you have any other Christmas favorites you like to sing?
I am a big... My go-to Christmas album is Celine Dion's Christmas album. So like anything from there, if I'm like decorating the tree or literally doing anything all throughout the month of December, I have that album on repeat and just like full belting every song. So I'm sure my neighbors, I live in a condo building, I'm sure they love it.
Well, you got to put that on TikTok or something. We got to see that.
I know, I'm trying to amp up my TikTok game now that I have some more time on my hands.
Now, like I said, Christmas just around the corner. I want to focus on that. What are your plans for this holiday season?
I am actually going to be heading back to Alberta next week, so a little bit earlier than usual, but just going to hang out with the fam for a few weeks and get that time in since it's been a little while. So I'm excited. It'll be nice to, you know, have a little more space to be out and about. It's a little more suburban than downtown Vancouver. So that'll be nice. It'll be cold though.
Yeah. Are you done all your Christmas shopping?
I've done some of it. I've been online shopping up a storm since, March. So I probably have way more than I need, but I'm going to do a little bit more when I go back to Alberta.
Amazing. Now, getting together with family, do you have any holiday traditions that you really look forward to that your family takes part in?
Mostly we just kind of play games. We make rum and cokes and sit around and play Crokinole or crib. So it's kind of the life. I always look forward to Christmas. It's a little too, like, cold and snowy to be too crazy busy. So yeah it's great.
Now, what did you ask Santa for this year? What do you want?
I like to leave a little bit of a blank slate because I'm one of those, which my family hates because they're like, just tell us what you want. But I'm like, just surprise me, buy something that I would never buy for myself. But I don't know, I don't need a whole bunch because I've spent so much time buying things
online. All that online shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, doing all that online shopping, what's the craziest thing you've treated yourself to?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. I bought a really expensive, this isn't that crazy, I guess. I bought a really expensive, really large water bottle.
Oh.
And it's like, it's 2 liters and it's giant and it's like stainless steel. And I didn't really realize how heavy that was going to be when there's water in it. But I mean, off the top of my head, that was one of the ones that I don't know why I bought it.
So it's a workout in itself carrying it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Taylor, where can fans get your tunes?
They can find everything at TaylorAofficial.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Taylor. I wish you and your family the best during the holiday season. When that new music comes out, hey, don't be shy. Get in touch with me. We'll get you on again.
Sounds great. I'll hopefully talk to you soon.
All right, Taylor. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.